to actually find the greatness, the power to actually use stuff of an individual act. Someone's inspired to do how the power of that act has such a tremendous blessing and reward. And it comes from an inspiration at that moment to do something that's good, to the right thing. Because the devil sees the tremendous act, and sometimes it looks very insignificant, you know. We don't always see it, but when a person does it for the right reason, because the devil pays tremendously. We all know Yosef HaTzadik is from the ones that pass with a tremendous bracha. Now tell us that he seems to his offspring of Bezmut the Bracha dug in they're protected from Ayin Hara. Ali Ayin, they're above the Ayin, they're above the Ayin Hara. Because I'll tell us a whole lot about the Ashim, you can come up to it very shortly, the Bamutia. The many, many people, really people are affected and die for the healing of Ayin Hara. And Yosef and his mishpacha and for all the terrorists are protected from Ayin Hara. We would think, you know, that Yosef, what he had to do to accomplish and to receive such a tremendous reward of being the one who is guaranteed not only himself, but all the future generations, the bracha, and for that tremendous protection from Ayin Hara, we would think, what did he do? What did he must have done? What the most amazing thing that was possible? Years of fasting, years of action in the beginning of Ayin Hara. And Chazal, in one word in the Chumash, when the Chazal tell us, the Torah tells us, that Yosef, and all the wives, all the wives and their children, when Yaakov Avinu met up with Esav, all the wives and the children came forward. It says the Imam came first, and then Leah came with the children. And then it says, Achaz HaPo, Yosef, the Levim of Aracha. Yosef of Aracha. And here, Rashi tells us such a many thing. What is it that Yosef of Aracha? What is it that Leah of Yulah the Leah of children? Says Rashi, Yosef was before his mother. And the reason why, Yosef thought that this is Russia. His mother's a beautiful woman, and his mother's like the pants in front of this Russian, this Russian Marusha of Esav, who knows what he's thinking, is going to mistake her, he'll look on her, and who knows what type of, you know, poison he's going to put on her. So Yosef adjusts his body, and he goes in front of his mother, and she should be covered over by his body. After that act, says Rashi, he was Zicha, the one that protected from Ayin Hara. You can imagine what he was going through at that time. It was some tremendous pressure. It was just as a kid, all he started was to look at a regular people, forget to show the brother, the uncle, that again, we're trying to show grace, we're trying to show the brothers, we're trying to show, you know, to be proper towards this brother who we're trying to find his grace and we're trying to make sure that he doesn't attack, it doesn't become dangerous. It's something that he might not like. And here, Yosef has the wherewithal. He has the Hashava. You know what? I'm going to do what's right in Rosh Hashem. This Russian is going to look at my mother. He's going to be proper. I'm going to outstretch my neck. I'm going to outstretch my body and cover her over. And in a split of a second, Yosef makes that decision. He goes in front of his mother. So he's so, and in that moment, he was zichur not only for himself, for generations. Throughout our lifetime, he had many moments. And we have an inspiration to us, and we say, you know what, so what? What's the big difference, though? We do this act, and we do this thing. What do we make that decision? It's never to get up and shot just one time. Or there's just one thing. We never know about this act. Because God looks at the act in itself. If the act had a mysterious message, if the act was done with a certain consciousness for the same Shabbat, if the act was done the right way, of an act to be immortalized, to be something great, not only for ourselves, but for all the future generations.